But, you know, it's not going to matter because there's going to be snow in the Northeast and 40 to 60 mile an hour winds for the next, 28 days? Is that what they're telling
me? Well, Frankenstorm is coming up the coast.
Frankenstorm. Oh, it's almost like the Northeast is the only place that gets any weather, you know?
Yeah.
No, it's just because the media only cares about the Northeast.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Because the rest of us, we don't matter.
Nope.
We don't matter. Hurricane Sandy roared across the Caribbean yesterday. Heavy rain. Now, what's going to happen is, because of this cold front, apparently it's going to turn the rain to snow. And again, we could have 40 to 60 mile an hour winds up there. This is an Arctic-driven winter system that is going to blast the Northeast. And as Kevin said, it's Frankenstorm.
Well, they're calling it the perfect storm, like the movie was made about a while back.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's a 1+1=3 effect, as they say.
That's Aggie math.
New York and New Jersey expected to be hit the hardest. The Wall Street Journal, which is calling the event a snore Easter cane. Okay. It's not a nor'easter. It's got snow in it, and then there's the hurricane.
A snore Easter cane.
All I see is an old sleepy man with a cane walking to church on Easter.
Having to do with what?
A snore Easter cane.
Oh, a snore Easter cane, yeah.
Well, nah. That's the picture that popped
in
my head.
Well, this is going to be, again, 40 to 60 mile an hour winds for the next 28 days. Says the impact could be felt from Florida to Maine. Snow could stretch from this Sunday till next Wednesday. So, just remember, there won't be any other news in U.S. America because of the snore-easter cane Frankenstorm.
Oh, no, they may, you know, cancel the election.
Oh, yeah, sure. You know. Yeah, right now they're not going to do that. Hey, Barbara Walters and Donald Trump are at it again.
Yeehaw!
Nothing like two old people who can't make a fist fighting it out.
Yes, sir.
Barbara had a message for Donald Trump on The View on Thursday, the day after he had come up with his offer to donate $5 million to charity if President Obama would release his college grades and his passport application. Ms. Walters said to Donald in a message, "You and I have known each other for many years, and you know that I am your friend, and I think you are a brilliant businessman, and you're great on television, and you have a fascinating personality. Donald, you're making a fool of yourself. You're not hurting Obama. You're hurting Donald, and that hurts me because you're a decent man, so stop it. Get off of it, Donald." To which Donald then tweets to her, "Barbara, unfortunately, you've missed the entire point of my announcement. You just don't get it."
You're fired.
Well, she even took the effort of making it a sandwich. You know, where you say something nice, then you say your constructive criticism, and then you say something nice to finish it off.
There you go, a little word sandwich from...
Didn't even appreciate it.
And Barbara's probably not even had a sandwich in like 20 years, so the fact that she'd know that actually held bread in her hand. "Why did you choose me as one of the most 10 fascinating people?" Donald asked, because she did at one point. All right, are you a Republican or are you a Democrat? Are you standing there today trying to figure it out? We're here to help.
Uh-oh.
We're here to help so that you can know what you are. New survey discovered our brand loyalties are closely tied with our political affiliation.
Really?
I'm going to give you two lists, okay? And then you decide which one is the Republican and which one is the Democrat. List one is Google, Amazon, Cheerios, Clorox, and Craftsman. List two is Fox News, History Channel, Craftsman, Chick-fil-A, and Johnson & Johnson. So, which is which? Which is which? And if you'll notice, Craftsman is on both lists, which is really good. Which is really good. And I think that the dead giveaway would be the first item on the second list, Fox News. Because I'm figuring Democrats don't even have a remote that'll go to Fox News.
Automatic skip.
So here you go. Here's the list again. If you're a Republican, you like Fox News, History Channel, Craftsman, Chick-fil-A, and Johnson & Johnson. If you're a Democrat, you're more likely to like Google, Amazon, Cheerios, Clorox, and Craftsman. Well, if you're a Republican, do you have no search engine? I mean, do you just wander around the internet aimlessly looking for random sites?
Or you just watch the History Channel.
That tells you everything you need to know?
You just go with Bing.
Oh, you go with Bing. I haven't done that. I mean, it's up there in the corner, and they make me want to do that, but they try to make me want to do
that. And it's relatively accurate because I hate Cheerios.
Do you?
I hate them.
Oh, what's that have to do with Bing?
Do you hate them more or less than you hate
Nothing. It was just one of the things that you were rattling off in the list.
So what's your favorite cereal?
I don't really have a favorite.
Really?
It would depend. If I'm not being healthy, I'm eating Fruity Pebbles till I die.
Get out of here. Really?
Oh, I love them.
Do your teeth just not scream?
No.
Yeah. All right, Kat, yours?
I have several favorite cereals.
I know.
But my favorite of all time is a no.
Okay.
I'm not that old-fashioned jerk.
All right, what is it? What's your favorite cereal?
There's a cereal they had in Chile called Chocapic.
See, once again, just as weird. And what does it taste like?
Steel-cut wheat.
Steel-cut oats.
Oh, you guys are just a mess.
Okay, what's it taste like? What's it taste like?
It tastes kind of like a chocolate ice cream cone.
Really?
Yeah. Chocapic.
So it's like, it's a sweetened cereal.
Yeah, and there's sort of. There's no sugar on it. It's a little, they're kind of round little bowl-shaped things, and there's a dog in the covers. Chocapic!
Oh, okay, of course. Well, you'll have to get some shipped up here for us can try that.
Oh, I will try my best.
It would have to sit in quarantine for too long.
Yeah, probably
no,
would, yeah.
It
okay, all right, how about an American-based cereal that we could relate to?
I like Cocoa Pebbles.
Really? I'm on here with two sugar freaks.
I also like
talking about
Frosted
here?
Mini Wheats.
Golly.
I prefaced with healthy.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the healthy choice. If I'm going healthy, I have several.
I do like Kashi, but I have to mix different Kashis together because some of them taste like styrofoam.
See, and that's just too much to pay for cereal.
But really,
it's just cereal.
You know that I don't really eat cereal very often.
Yeah, you're always, she's eating chili like at 9:05, okay?
Although this morning I did have an everything on it bagel.
Did you?
With some cream cheese, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to have lamb stew at 9:05.
Yesterday I had spaghetti and collard greens.
See,
so.
Perfect. I mean, you can't imagine what the break room smells like at 9:15. It's just, it is incredible. Yeah.
Hey now.
Yeah. I don't know. My dad kind of got me plugged into sugar-free cereals early on, and so I never really kind of liked those things. Honey Nut Cheerios is about as far as I go.
Now, see, I prefer real Cheerios over Honey
I do
Nut
too.
Cheerios.
I do too, but I'm saying if I went to a sweetened cereal, it was that. But, I mean, I was eating Wheat Chex when I was like 10.
Now, Chex are yummy.
See,
Chex
I didn't get
yummy.
Any of that either until I got the college and the football training table. You got whatever you wanted.
Once you escape from home, you can eat.
But how about Cap'n Crunch? You didn't, y'all didn't eat Cap'n Crunch?
Oh, yeah.
No,
I like it okay, but it makes your teeth feel greasy.
It does. Well,
yes.
I couldn't imagine it. I mean, from the very beginning. Really? Okay. But anyhow, yeah, my kids hated me for that because I wouldn't buy that stuff.
You are not the cool dad.
Oh, but no, Lucky Charms sure are good.
No, see, how old are those marshmallows? Come on.
That question's getting old, Scott.
How
old is
that
question?
Yeah, well, think about that. When the marshmallows crunch, those are old marshmallows.
No, that's how they're intended to be.
Okay. Hey, here's a new chapter in the gun debate for the nation. You see this
And that was something completely different.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yesterday, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, that's the one in Houston, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that's pretty dang conservative.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday upheld a ban on the sale of handguns to people under the age of 21.
Really?
Yes, they did. The NRA had argued that 18 to 20-year-olds had the right to buy handguns under the Second Amendment.
Well, wait a second. So you can be... So are all the soldiers not going to be able to have guns
No, they didn't buy them. They're given to them.
Well, that seems kind of... But crooked. If you can't buy a gun, if you're forced to shoot one, if you can be drafted and be forced to shoot a gun, why can't you buy a gun?
Well, see, for years, you're young, you don't remember, there was a time when people could go to war, but they couldn't vote.
That's true.
Huh. Wow. Think
it
about
doesn't
that.
Mean it was right.
That's exactly right, but that's what I'm saying is here's the latest edition of that. The NRA had argued that 18 to 20-year-olds had the right to buy handguns under the Second Amendment, and the equal protection of the Fifth Amendment. But this was a unanimous ruling by the three judges.
Wow.
They ruled it that the law passed in 1968 should stand and added that the nation's founders believed that some groups could be disarmed without violating their right to bear arms.
Now, I have a question, too. Well, isn't 18 the age at which you are tried as an adult in a court of law?
Not necessarily.
It depends. It does depend. But in some cases, two of the three justices were appointed by George W. Bush, and the other was appointed by Jimmy Carter. So now the NRA has to decide whether it wants to go to the U.S. Supreme Court with yet one more gun case. Unlikely that they will. And it's even less likely that the high court would even take a look at the case, at least right now. So that is a little surprising, again, especially to come to come from this particular court, to come from Fifth Circuit Court, again, one of the more conservative. But they,
I find it kind of funny that, you know, they're waiting till you're old enough to drink.
Yeah. Coffee in the morning.